USA Radio News.
The court-ordered deadline to reunite all eligible families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border has come and gone. Still, though, some children are separated from their parents. Homeland Security Secretary Kirsten Nelson explains why.
We want to protect the children. So the reason that that number is remaining is either because we had no way to prove that the adult that they arrived with is a parent or guardian, and we continue to work with consulates and others to get information to understand if they are. But also some of these adults, unfortunately, are hardened criminals. And we're not going to place children at the hands of those who have already been convicted in some cases of kidnapping, of child abuse, of smuggling and trafficking.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is expected to stay on through the 2020 election. If Kelly does indeed stay on through the 2020 election, he will be one of the longest-serving chiefs of staff in recent history. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orbach test. 5W30 Disgrade.
Americans were a bit more confident about the economy in July, but their expectations for the future dimmed a bit. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The business research group, the Conference Board, saying its consumer confidence index rose slightly from 127.1 in June to 127.4 for July. The index measures both consumers' assessments of current economic conditions and expectations for the future. The view of current conditions in July, the rosiest since March of 2001. But the board says consumer expectations for the next 6 months dropped for the second straight month to the lowest reading since December. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook removed 32 accounts because they were involved in coordinated political behavior and appeared to be fake. Facebook did stop short of saying whether those accounts were planning on influencing the 2018 midterm election. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The first trial to emerge from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe is set to start today when former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort appears before a federal judge in Alexandria, Virginia. Manafort is facing 18 criminal counts, including bank and tax fraud, which could land him in jail for 30 years. Andrew McCarthy is a former federal prosecutor. He explains what the Manafort trial means in the grand scheme of things.
It really won't have any. The more you think about it, the less I think it will. The thought up till now has been, and it's probably still true, that Mueller is trying to squeeze Manafort to see if he's got anything on Trump in connection with collusion. Mueller has had Richard Gates as a witness for months. Mm-hmm. Gates was Manafort's partner through all of the shenanigans that he's on trial for, mm-hmm. right? You have to think, and plus Gates came into Trump's campaign with Manafort. So it'd be hard to believe that there's something that Manafort has about the campaign and any connection with Russia that Gates doesn't already have and was not already in a position to give to Mueller. You know, I think they went down this road with Manafort. The interesting thing is this may be a test of Mueller's prosecution, but it's not really a test of his investigation. The rationale for the investigation is any interference by Russia in the election and any connection that the Trump campaign may have had in that. This trial has nothing to do with that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.